The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
The college experience is one that should be accessible for everyone, and no one knows this better than my two guests this morning. We have May Lynn Yap with us today. We have Hugo McNeil with us today, both with special connections to the Trinity Centre for People with Intellectual Disabilities. I'm going to begin, if I may, you're both welcome, but I'm going to begin with you, May Lynn, and to tell us all about yourself, please. How old are you? Where are you from? What are you doing here today?
Well,
that's a lot of questions, so take them one at a time.
Okay, so I'm 31 years old. I live at home with my mother, Anya, and my dog, Murphy, who I love so much.
Sure.
I work in CPL Recruitment Agency.
Yes.
And I absolutely love it.
You've been there for a while now, have you?
I've been there nearly 3 years now.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about your connection with people with intellectual disabilities.
Well, I know a lot of people with Down syndrome. Over the years, I've been involved with Special Olympics clubs at the age of 14, thereabouts.
And you participated in the
I do.
Special
I'm
Olympics.
A swimmer.
You're a swimmer,
I'm
great.
A swimmer. I'm a national and world athlete.
Multi-medal winning, I hope.
Yeah, I do my best.
Yeah, okay. So you went to, did you go to regular school as well or did
I
you?
I did. Okay. I went to mainstream school. I went to mainstream primary and secondary and then went on to third level education. And one of them is Trinity College.
Okay. And how did you find the mainstream school system?
Hard going.
Mm. When was it at its toughest for you?
I think the toughest was when I wasn't getting enough supports. I had some supports in secondary school in my third year.
Yeah.
When I was doing my junior cert. I had lots of support for that.
Did you find people accepting of you, Maylin, or did you find that people had trouble mixing it up a bit?
I found it interesting. I loved school. I really did.
Okay.
I felt like it was home.
Well, that's a good thing.
I loved it.
And what about then when you want to leave school and with intellectual disabilities, you still have ambition, you still have dreams.
Yeah.
What did you have dreams of?
Oh, God.
That's a big question. I'm sorry for putting this to you, but I actually want to know because you obviously had them.
Well, at the age of 14, I always knew what I wanted to do as a career, and that is to public speak. I think the first time that I spoke was in Mountjoy and Weefield Prison at the time. I was asked by Special Olympics if I wanted to speak.
Yes, and you
about
did.
About my journey. And I did. I went in and in front of all the different prisoners and... It was quite an experience, I must say.
Were you nervous doing that or did you love it? But were you also excited at the same time?
I was excited, but also very, very nervous. Yeah.
You went to Trinity College, is that right?
Yes,
in 2008.
Yeah.
Tell me about your experience in Trinity.
I think when I came out of doing the course, I succeeded socially. So I got involved in loads of different societies and one of them was the trampoline club.
The trampoline club.
Yeah.
It has its ups and downs.
It has.
Sorry. Go on. Tell me about why you joined that club and what attracted you to it.
The students.
Okay. They're a nice crowd.
It was a nice crowd.
Sure.
Interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
Because the mainstream students.
Yeah.
I did feel like a little bit of an outsider.
Okay.
In certain situations, because I did not know anyone at all going to these sessions.
So how do you break down those walls then?
I just went in, just did it.
That takes some confidence.
It did.
By the way, regardless of where you're coming from in life and society, it takes confidence to break through any class of walls. So this isn't saying, aren't you great? It's saying, isn't it difficult for one and all?
I find it very difficult socially sometimes. It's the whole acceptance, I think, of people with disabilities.
Why do you think people who don't have an intellectual disability find it so hard to just mix it up with people who do have one? Do you think it might be fear?
Yeah, I think it's fear. I think it's the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
Or a lot of people that I know of are not really allowed to make arrangements in terms of being involved in certain societies in Trinity, because they go out, you know, in the evenings, going for drinks in the pub or whichever, you know.
Socialising, a few pints, whatever. Did you do all of that?
Yes.
You did?
I did.
Why are you smiling like that? What do you, are you, do you feel guilty that you did this? Or
I'm glad I did it.
Yeah.
I actually went onto Facebook initially, and I wanted to have the feeling of inclusion.
Okay.
And acceptance by them.
Sure.
So I saw, it was around Christmas time, and I saw they were doing 12 pubs of Christmas.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
So I decided that the time was right. I just plucked up the courage and I said, you know what? I'm going to go. Even though I was a bit hesitant at first.
Yeah.
And I had a plan.
Which was what?
Which was, I'll go in on the bus.
Yeah.
I'll have my water in my handbag just as a backup and not drinking too much.
Mm.
I went, I enjoyed it, and I left at a certain time to be on the bus by 11:30. And
good
that was
thinking.
My plan.
Good
and I went and I did that.
How many pubs did you get through?
Probably five.
Five. Did you have a drink in every one?
Honestly, no.
No.
I had my water as well. So
I wasn't
really drinking much. So I was very cautious of everyone drinking around me. Made me feel, no, I'm not going to have
just
a drink.
Careful.
Just in case if something happens.
Okay, no messiness and just mind yourself.
Yeah.
Were you glad you did it looking back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was exciting at the time.
When you left the workplace, and I'm conscious Hugo's here and I want to bring Hugo in just a moment, but just because we're on a roll here.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to ask you, when you left college, you said public speaking was your dream.
Yeah.
So what job did you get and was it difficult to find work?
Yes.
It was difficult to find work.
I found it very difficult to find work.
What was the most common response from people, from employers to you when you said, I'd like to work for you? What did you find the most common response was?
The common response was, I'll keep you on file. I'll keep you in mind.
Did you get a lot of that?
There was a lot of that, yeah. I think it's mostly the fear of rejection from employers. But I'm lucky to be in the situation that I'm in now, which is working for CPL Recruitment.
Which brings us beautifully onto Hugo McNeil. Good morning, Hugo. People, morning. Of course, will know you for many different reasons, but obviously we cheered you on the rugby pitch back in the 80s. Mm. Since then, you've gone on to do many, many things, but you're also an ambassador now for the Trinity Centre for People with Intellectual Disabilities. Tell us about how you and May Lynn are sitting side by side here this morning, the connection and the importance of that connection, please.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got involved in the centre by going to a breakfast one morning in Chartered Accountants Ireland and seeing some of My Lynn's colleagues talking about how their life had been transformed by the course. I heard their families saying that how the lives of the families were being transformed by somebody going to college, having somewhere to go afterwards. And I heard the employers saying what a great reaction they'd been. So I got involved and got to know My Lynn and a number of the other students because up to now a tiny percentage and still remains a tiny percentage of people with intellectual disabilities go on to college. In 2017, when the last survey was done, there were 84 people with intellectual disabilities out of a total population of 57,000 who were in third level education.
That's a shocking figure.
It's a shocking figure. And it wasn't that they were never deliberately excluded, it was never included. And what you kind of seen with My Lynn and many of her friends and colleagues is the transformational impact that going to college and then having the job afterwards brings. And with the model that's been built up, you know, in Trinity with the 2-year course in science, disability rights, arts, science and inclusive applied practice gives a great grounding. And so big thing is the transformational nature this has on families. And we've gone from 4 business partners to 30 business partners who are taking our students, including CPL and many other great firms.
Yeah.
And the feedback from them is fantastic.
The great thing about this story is everyone's winning. Everyone's winning. Society wins, the companies win, the people who work in the companies, you win, the family win.
You have put your absolute finger on it, right? And it just dawned on me a couple of months ago, because when you first get involved, you don't want to be overly sort of prescriptive.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been doing it for many years. So I kept introducing them to companies, having this sort of success like my Lynn has. And then we kind of said, we've gone to the 30 companies. You know, we need to spread it around the country much more, because the Trinity Centre there's 9 other centres who do this to a lesser degree. But the great challenge now and the opportunity is to take it right around the country to places, because we're only scratching the surface here. I'd love if every company, you know, in Ireland considered whether we could take someone on with intellectual disabilities. Now, they won't all, but there is now, having seen the extraordinary benefits it has, one of our students, Margaret Turley, a friend, says, I love being able to grumble about paying taxes. And so, you know, it's not only the right thing to do, we would say on this, but it's actually a great return on investment.
And that's what I mean by everyone's winning from a thing. Why do you think, Maylin, that you are so happy in the workplace and getting on with your life?
I think it's more about everything that I dreamed of doing, I am doing. I work for a great company who are very supportive of me.
Yeah.
They encourage me and they challenge me in the work that I do, which is fantastic for me. They keep me engaged.
Yeah.
I love that they include me in a lot of things. Like, for example, going out for a drink with them, to being involved in events, to organising events with them.
It's so important that idea of inclusion, that word, can get a bit lost as an abstract term.
Absolutely.
But actually think about including someone.
Yeah.
And that decency and correct attitude should trickle down to them children doing the same thing in schools.
Yeah.
Including, are you going out to the shops? Yeah, do you want to come? Yeah, of course I want to come. Mm. I want to be included. Mm. So that's the message here.
It's fantastic. A couple of, when Malin's students were recently leaving their companies, 15 or 20 people came to actually cheer them on at their sort of final presentations.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely brilliant. And poets often sum up this best. And Brendan Kennelly, the great Kerry poet, who looked at the work of the centre, and he said, disability is a mask that conceals a rich, surprising and fertile ability. And he said, what the TCPID does is removes the mask and reveals the beauty and promise of a hitherto hidden talent now brought into the light of day. And there's no better example of all the many students that we've had coming through the centre and being great ambassadors for us than Mylin in that regard.
You're blessed. You're blessed. And we were very blessed to have you come in to see us this morning. Thank you for coming to say hello.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's been great to see you. You wanted to be a public speaker and your dream came true because you're a wonderful public speaker, if you don't mind me saying so.
Thank you.
Mylin Yap joining us this morning. Hugo McNeil, continued success with the programme.
And thanks very much.
To brighter days ahead.
Absolutely. We're only scratching the surface. And Ireland is leading, you know, this way in internationally. And we want to take it right around the country.
What a good news story. Thank you both for coming in to see us this morning. We'll leave it there for now. The text number 51551.